We ask an interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I'd like to begin in Genesis chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. That was the beginning of something that God had started, but it wasn't the end. That was the first day of creation. And there were subsequent creations that God made. Verse 10, this is after God, in verse 9 it said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. "And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called by the sea, and God saw that it was good. And then God created grass, and herbs, and the fruit tree, yielding fruit after his kind. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself and his kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day." And we're not going to read through all of this, but you know that God created things in increments. And I always think it's noteworthy that God created light and darkness before he created the sun and the moon. And it was still the evening and the morning. It was the beginning and an ending of a period of God's creation. And at this time, God looked on his creation. He said it was good. But can you imagine after the third day being on the earth? And you were looking, that was before God created mankind, but if you were there, and you looked and there was the sea, and you looked and there was beautiful grasslands, and there was fruit trees, but can you imagine being in the valley and it being quiet and you listen? And there were sound of no birds. There were no animals. It was just, it was good, but something was still. If you knew what you knew today, something would be missing, wouldn't it? But when God created it, he said, it's good. But just because God said something was good, it did not mean that he was finished. And you know, that's what it is when we get saved and give our hearts to God. I believe God looks down every time someone confesses of their sin and God forgives them. I believe God, and he says, this is good. The angels are rejoicing in heaven. We know that's scriptural. They're rejoicing when one soul is saved. And so when we got saved, it was good. And when a child is in kindergarten and they take a test in kindergarten and they can say what color is blue and what color is green, the teacher says it is good. You have done a good job. You have accomplished your task. But that's just the beginning, isn't it? It's not the end. It's the beginning. Many of us have seen signs on the road or work in progress. That communicates that something is going on. In other words, things are not stagnant, things are not standing still, but it is a work in progress. But just because something is a work in progress does not mean that it's not good. Because in the creation, it was a work in progress, and yet God said it is good after he created grass. But then God went ahead and created the birds. He created the sea animals, and then we know that he created mankind later. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." I would this morning that we could get hold and know that when God has started a work in our life, He is going to keep working until the day of Jesus Christ. Meaning until the day the Lord comes back. Until the Lord comes back, He is He that has started or begun a good work, He will perform it. Have you ever seen someone wearing a shirt that said work in progress? I think I saw one a while back, if my memory serves me right. Do you know that many times people use this as an excuse? I'm just a work in progress. In other words, settle for my dust. Settle for my mess. Settle for it's a work in progress. Do you know if you go, if you decide to deep clean, and you go and to clean things up, it makes more of a mess? If someone went by when we were cleaning our garage and it really would need to be just done right along. Because once it's clean, it just gets cluttered again. But if someone comes out when we're going to straighten up the garage, they would think we were having a garage sale because we pull everything out. And to get things clean, and then we try to organize the mess until the next time. Do you know that that is really our lives are very similar to that sometimes. And when we, if you went in and if, I'm not just going to blame the sisters here, but if you were going to go in and deep clean and your husband's walked in, the family walked in and everything's pulled out of the closets and everything's pulled out of the cupboards, it would be a mess, wouldn't it? And if you just said, it's okay, it's a work in progress, and you're sitting on the couch reading a book, eating bonbons, and everything's been pulled out and it's a mess, in the next day when your family gets home, you say, oh, don't worry, it's a work in progress. The third day the family comes home and it's okay, it's a work in progress. I'm wondering, where is the progress? Where is the work? Progress only comes about when there's work being done. So this should never be an excuse for us spiritually. It should never be an excuse spiritually when we make a mess. Is there anybody here that's made a spiritual mess before? You just fell short of what you knew God wanted. That does not mean that God is done with your life. The Lord does not want us to be discouraged because there are needs in our life. The enemy would like to discourage us this morning, and it's everywhere. The enemy wants to discourage us when we see spiritual needs. Am I the only one that has a spiritual need this morning? Are we supposed to pack up and just say, I can't do it and go home? No. When the Lord begun a good work in us, the Lord is going to be faithful to keep working in our life until the day of Jesus Christ. Until the Lord comes back. So the Lord wants us to be a work in progress. It is not a, it should not be, excuse me, it should not ever be an excuse to be a work in progress. It is a shame if we are not a work in progress. If there's not work in progress, that means something's wrong in our spiritual life. But when the Lord saved us, He started a good work and He said, it is good. Just like we say with someone in kindergarten. We don't expect someone in kindergarten to perform a test well of someone that is in 12th grade. We don't, but if a 12th grader takes a kindergarten test and can name blue, green, and red, I'm really probably not going to be patting my son on the back a whole lot. I'm glad you know your colors, son, and he's in 12th grade. But when he can diagram a sentence and he can do a hard trig problem and he gets it right and he can get a physics problem right, I'm going to say, good job, son. Because I expect more out of him than I do a kindergarten. But all of us, wherever we are, we should be a work in progress. So if there has been a failure in your life, if there is something this morning that the enemy has been beating you over the head that you just aren't where you ought to be, I want to encourage you this morning, if you are working and seeking God and there is some progress, as minimal as it may be, don't allow the enemy to steal from you what God is doing in your life. Because God has said, the scripture said, Paul said, I'm confident of this thing. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it. Is God doing a good work in your life this morning? Is God doing a good work? You say, I've been having some real struggles. I have too. But is God doing a good work? Yes, He saved me. He gave me His Spirit. He's working in my life. And you know what? I'm not the same place I was 10 years ago. I'm not the same place I was 20 years ago because the Lord has been working in my life. So just because we have a need and it seems like the enemy would like to discourage us, we need to recognize God is still working where? What's the song say? God's still working where? On me. To make me what I ought to be. Do you know that's not an excuse? Now, it is an excuse if you fall short and someone sees your shortcoming and you say, well, I'm a work in progress. And the next day, the same thing. I'm a work in progress. Again, remember the illustration. Are you progressing? Are you working? Or are you using this as an excuse to live a mediocre spiritual life? All right? So maybe the need is the same, but the question is, are we doing what we can to progress and allow God to work in our life? Or are we settling and it's our excuse? Well, that's just the way I am. I'm a work in progress. There are some people that are not works in progress. They have settled for less than what God wants to do in their life. That's not God's fault. But as long as we will maintain a desire and a purpose that, Lord, I want to please You. I want to serve You. I want to do what You want me to do. We're going to be a work in progress. And you know, the Lord says it's good. This is someone that's letting me work in their life. And the Lord is never going to stop working until the Lord comes back. So let's not use it as an excuse for failure, but as a motivating purpose to grow spiritually. I'm a work in progress. The term would also recognize, as we use it spiritually, it would recognize that God isn't finished with us. And it's also a way of acknowledging that I have some needs in my life. You remember the congregation at Laodicea? And they said, we're rich and increased with goods and have need of what? Remember? We have need of nothing. In other words, we've got it all. Folks, whether it's us individually or our families or a congregation or us as a body of people, if we ever begin to think that we've got it all, we're rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Folks, the scripture is still applicable. The Lord said, you're wretched and blind and naked. And He told them to repent. Because, folks, we have needs. God is not finished with us. And I want to say individually, I think it's easier sometimes for us to recognize it individually than it is as us as a body of believers. There's an amen? Because sometimes we say, well, as a group, we've got it all. Now, as individuals, I have some needs. Folks, as a body of people, we should be a work in progress. Lord, as a body, as a congregation, as a fellowship, we want to draw closer to You. We don't want to just say, well, it's always been this way. Lord, if we are lacking, then we want You to come in and work in our lives, change our perspectives, change our attitudes, change how we relate with people, change how we preach if You need to. But Lord, we want our lives as a body to come more into conformity of Your Son, Jesus Christ. So Lord, help us to be a work in progress. Lord, we're open to You. When someone is not open to counsel and advice and they're closed and they think they've got it all figured out, folks, there's not going to be a lot of progress there. But when we can acknowledge, I have a need, then that gives God opportunity to work in our life. I'm a work in progress. I acknowledge I have a need in my life. So Lord, would You help me then? I want You to work, Lord. I don't want to close the door to God's working in my life. God is going to bring His work to fruition. And if you feel like you're a mess at times, and I won't ask for a show of hands, but does anybody ever just feel like you're a mess? There's someone nodding their head. I'm not. Do you know that God has begun a good work? And He's going to finish it. It takes a mess to get things cleaned up sometimes. It takes a mess. It takes things not being real pretty sometimes for God to work like He wants to work. And do you know some of the greatest growth in our life spiritually can come because of our greatest failures? But what does the devil do with our failures? He makes us feel like we're just not where we ought to be. We're just not measured up. We're just subpar spiritually. And the Lord's looking at our failures saying, if you will let this work in your life, if you will let me use this, I will work in you that you can progress. See, that's work in progress. It's something's actively going on, but we're moving forward. Things are changing. And if we can acknowledge the needs when we have spiritual failure, saints, don't let the devil steal your salvation. Don't let the enemy make you feel like you just can't do it. You are a work in progress. And when we acknowledge our needs, I believe the Lord's saying, this is good. Now I can begin to work and I can begin to help you progress and to grow in your life spiritually. Again, this is not used as an excuse. So if this week, if you fall short in patience, and one of your family members kind of looks at you, you are a little bit short, you say, I'm just a work in progress. That's not what I'm talking about. But if you can acknowledge that if you fall short, that Lord, I want you to work in my life. Don't let the devil rob from you something that's good, folks. I think we've given the enemy too much room because we believe in a life of victory, don't we? Why do we believe that? Because the Bible teaches it. It teaches being an overcomer over sin, and you can overcome sin by the blood of Jesus. But we are still human. We still have human needs. We still have human failings. We still have areas within the areas of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, meekness, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, that there is to be a place of growth. And I believe too many times we give the enemy too much room to capitalize on a doctrine of victory, and we allow him to beat us up over areas that God is working in our life. And if we can recognize that, you know what, Lord, I'm not right where you want me to be, but it's my heart, it's my motivation, it's my purpose, and I'm going to keep seeking you, Lord, until the victory comes and I can gain some ground. Why? Because we are a work in progress. And the Lord is still wanting to work with us. The Lord is very long-suffering. It is the enemy. Young people, you can write this down in your mind. Put it in the bank of your memory. The enemy is the one that wants to make you think that God's just ready to cut you off at every little thing that maybe you fall a little bit short in. And so people struggle with it, never feeling like they're quite measured up, never feeling like they're quite spiritual enough. But where is our heart this morning? What is our purpose this morning? If your heart and your purpose and your love is you're sold out for God, that Lord, more than anything, I want to be what you want me to do. God is saying it's good. And He can work with that when you fall short in some of these areas of our humanity. I trust we'll get the message from the Spirit this morning. Philippians chapter 3, the same book here in verse 13, Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Apprehended what? Perfection in death. I haven't got to heaven yet. So this one thing I'm going to do, forgetting those things which are behind. What did Paul have to forget? I killed people. I put people in prison. What do you have to forget? Did anybody here kill someone? Did you put people in prison for their faith in Christ? Well, not that bad, but it was pretty rough. Forgetting those things. I'm a new creature in the Lord, and so I'm a work in progress. I want to put this behind me. And he said, I'm going to, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And then listen what he said next. Let us therefore as many as be perfect. Okay, now if we're not perfect, we need to stop reading. Right? He said, as many of us are perfect. So who here of us this morning can keep reading? So, well, I'm not perfect. Do you know what he's talking about? He just acknowledged, I'm not there yet. He just acknowledged that I haven't got to heaven yet, and I'm having to forget some things, and I'm reaching forth towards some things. Spiritual perfection is perfection of heart and motivation and desire and purpose. Human perfection, none of us are humanly perfect. We all make errors in judgment. We make mistakes. Sometimes we fall short. I should have been a little more patient there, or I should have had more joy, or Lord, I should have had more trust in you. And I was struggling with my faith, and that's a human imperfection, isn't it? But when our heart is perfect and we realize those places, we'll say, Lord, I know I need more. Lord, I want to have more faith. Would you help me, Lord? I want to be a work in progress that tomorrow I can have more trust than I do today. That tomorrow I can be more gentle than I was last year. I've shared this before and it's to my shame. I won't give the specifics, but I remember, and I shared this with someone I think even yesterday or a couple days ago. But I remember a few years ago, Renee told me, she said, you know, she asked about something and she said, when we first got married, she said, I didn't like to ask you this. And I was like, why? And she told me, and it made me feel really bad. Because it was something, I guess, I needed to grow in. and it made, but you know what? The reality is, now she doesn't mind. Do you? And I was like, why doesn't she mind asking me that now? It's because, you know what? At the time, I thought I was doing all right. But you know what? As time went on, the Lord starts showing you things about yourself. That, Lord, I should have done that differently. Or I should have responded differently. Or I should have handled that differently. Do you know what that means? Is that something to feel bad about? And I do feel kind of chagrin about it now, looking back. It's like, I am so sorry you felt that way. But you know what? It's called a work in progress. So I don't know what things tonight, Renee, or this morning, in 10 years you'll tell me. But do you know the reality is this morning that we want to be a work in progress. That we've grown. That we've reached and overcome some challenges in our life. And the Lord's not there to cut us off, that I'm reaching for something more. I haven't arrived yet. We're still human. Does anybody here not have any needs? Be a work in progress then. And when someone comes, you not, and again as an excuse, but I'm perfect. Paul said, let us therefore as many as be perfect. Let's keep reading now. Be thus minded. Thus minded to do what? To keep reaching forward unto more things that are before. If you're perfect in your desire for God, if you're perfect in your purpose to serve him. It said, and if ye be any otherwise minded, God will reveal even this unto you. Isn't that a blessing? That there's not going to be any surprises at the judgment. God knows that we're a work in progress. And right along the way, he comes along, if you've actually been having some progress, and he says, this is good. You're not where you were last year. You know, you've gained some ground in what the devil tries to make us look as, look how much further I have to go. And the Lord says, you know what? You've made some changes. You know, this isn't quite as bad as it used to be. You say, but I know, but it's still bad. But look what I've done in your life. Let God work. And don't be discouraged. If you stumble, if you fall a little bit short, know that the Lord has more for you. But don't give in to the enemy and throw your hands up saying, I just can't do it. I'm a work in progress. And so if you're perfect that way, and there's an area in your motivations that aren't quite what they ought to be, the Scripture says God will show this to you. He'll reveal those kinds of imperfections because God wants us to be perfect this morning. Spiritually perfect in purpose, in desire, in motivation, and then in the human side of it, I've got some needs because we're work in progress. So let's not be discouraged. There is, in some of the land dealings recently in Malawi, I had, there's a man that was there that told me, he said, I had a friend that bought some land here in Malawi, and he said he lost it. He said because he didn't do anything with it. He bought land and he had plans down the road to develop it or build something or do something. And through time, the neighbors encroached on that land. And through time, the government wouldn't give it back. It's like, you weren't using it. And he lost it because there was no work in progress. You know, spiritually that happens to us too. It's not enough for us to come to service. It's not enough for us to say, well, I want to serve the Lord. The Lord wants us to do something with what He's given us. He wants us to use what we have for the Lord. And the areas that we fall short, commit those things to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to grow. Because see, God has a long-term plan in mind for us. God has a long-term plan in mind. And He's not going to give us, He's not going to let us skip forward 10 years spiritually. He wants to give us the strength that we need today to live a life of victory and peace. I don't have what it's going to take to fight tomorrow's battles, but I have what I need today by the grace of God. So let's not allow the enemy to encroach. I also read that there were some investors in Malawi that they'd bought lots of land and they had some big plans to put businesses in and they didn't do anything with it. The government came along and said, too bad. You didn't develop it. We're taking the land back. And they bought it. But there were other investors that had bought land and they started building. There was progress and the government said, you're doing something. Good job. We want more of that. You know, that's what the Lord's looking on us this morning saying. I don't know where everybody's struggles are this morning, but if you've been struggling because of what seems in your mind to be failure, can we trust God with our failures like we can trust Him with our victories? It's hard, isn't it? But do you know the Lord wants us to? If we are perfect, Lord, I'm sorry. I want to do better. I want You to work in my life. And the Lord says, I can work with someone like that. So what does work in progress look like in the life of a Christian? You know, people's houses look very differently, don't they? I mean, my mother, I grew up with my mother after visitors would leave sometimes, and if she listened to this, she might feel a little chagrined, but we kind of laugh about it. She'd get a wet rag, and she'd, you know, just kind of spot check the walls and any little, you know, marks or anything. She'd keep it. She'd wipe that off. I don't know very many people that do that. I remember on can I talk about Thanksgiving dinner, Renee? Is that all right? I'm putting people on the spot this morning, I guess. But Renee, after we first got married, we were at our house, and at Thanksgiving morning at my wife's house, it was, I would say, organized chaos. It was chaos. Things were getting done, but it was activity. And that's what they like. I'm assuming Stephen and I guess I have three of them here. But that's what they liked. It was just everybody, there's lots going and doing and all this. And if you came to my house at Thanksgiving, it was quiet. Renee got up in the morning. She said, Michael, are we eating at 12 or what's going on? It's 8 o'clock. Yeah, I think things are probably under control. Go in and my mom just looks like she was puttering just a little bit and things quiet. At 12 o'clock, there's a beautiful spread on the table. How did it happen? Renee says, I don't know. Still trying to figure that out. But do you know, it's different. My point is this. It's different for all of us. I think Renee is more comfortable with the activity, Stephen. You know, because everybody's doing, you know, get that, you know, get the flour out here and you're making this real quick. Got to get this in the oven and we're trying to hurry to get things. That's what they enjoy. But you know what? We eat whichever home we're in. And we eat good. So, spiritually, what does it look like? What does progress look like in the life of a Christian? It looks different in all of our lives. But at the end of the day, the Lord wants us all to be fed well. He wants us all to have more grace than we did at the beginning of the day. He wants us to have progressed in our walk with God. And that means that if I walk by and I see your mess, I need to be really careful about judging your mess. Because you know what? You might be right at that place that God is really accomplishing something in your life. And you come along and look at my mess and say, Brother Michael, what? Wow. Not sure about you. And maybe that's right at the place the Lord has opening my eyes to something that I never saw before. And the Lord's saying, leave him alone. He's a work in progress. Folks, you know what else that tells me this morning? We need to be really careful about judging one another, because your mess might be exactly what you need to get the victory that God wants to give. So let's be very careful and let's give God room to work in our lives. Husbands and wives, give God room to work in your companion's life. They're a work in progress. And if you say they sure are, that means you are too. Means it or you should be. You should be. Children, you know, we have to give God room to work in our children too. Sometimes as parents, and Lord help us as parents, sometimes I know it's our job to teach our children and train our children, but sometimes we can try to get things a little bit too... We don't give our children the time sometimes. And we need the Lord to help us know that balance, because our children are a work in progress too. Do we get the message this morning? Grow in grace. Why does the Scripture say grow in grace? Because it means we don't have it all, right? Is that all right that we don't have all the grace? But His grace is sufficient. It's enough. But He also said grow in grace, 2 Peter 3:18, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm a work in progress. My desire, my purpose is to learn more about Christ, that I can become more like Christ in my life. And if you see me today and say, that really wasn't like, I think Christ would have done that differently, then you pray for me. Why? Because I'm a work in progress. This message is easier to talk about me. I'm not trying to put the focus on me. But my point is that in all of our lives with each other, that our desire is to become more like Jesus Christ in areas where we're lacking in grace. Growth is not seen overnight. Have you ever planted a seed and gone, and it's like, where is it? It's not growing. You know what they say about a watch kettle or a watch pot? It takes a lot longer to boil, doesn't it? Not really, but it seems like it, doesn't it? Do you know growth is the same way? Don't be discouraged when your spiritual growth is slow. And again, you all understand I'm not preaching spiritual mediocrity here this morning. But don't be discouraged if your spiritual growth is slow. How long did it take the children of Israel to conquer Canaan land? When they stepped over Jordan, was the land all theirs? It wasn't. They conquered it city by city. And the Scripture says it was step by step. How many of y'all would be encouraged because you made one little step forward? You say, you ought to be down the hall. But you know what? I made a step. I was progressing. Something was going on. Something's changed. Canaan land was conquered step by step, day by day, and the Scripture says little by what? By little. Be encouraged this morning. If you've taken a little spiritual step and you can see where there was some progress from last week, or maybe it was last month, or maybe it was last year, and you can see that, you know what, there's a little bit of progress. God is saying, this is good. I have something I can keep working with. So let's keep our eyes on the Lord. There are so many areas where not the Lord can reveal that to us individually. This is one of the reasons why the Lord wants progress to be going on. And again, let's just remember that when progress stops, the enemies can start encroaching, okay? When we're not progressing anymore, when there's no work, you can go by abandoned buildings and you can put all the signs, work in progress. It's an excuse for an abandoned building. There's no work going on. That's a problem spiritually. But when there's work, and the Lord has promised the work that He hath begun, He is going to keep working until the Lord comes back. And so that gives me courage for me. It gives me courage for you. And as a people, I want the Lord to be able to say, these people are a work in progress, and it's good. And tomorrow's going to be even better. You know that? And about the time you think that you have your giants conquered, think I've arrived spiritually, you know what the Lord did in Canaan land? He sent hornets to drive out more enemies out of the mountains. About the time you think things are under control, things are going along pretty good, the Lord might just show you yourself a little bit more. That's not something to be discouraged at. That's just something to say, Lord, You're still working. I want You to still work and help me, Lord. I didn't realize that. You know what I say about marriage? These young folks getting married, I tell them, you will learn more about yourself when you get married than you ever knew in those years before. Do you all agree, those of you that are married, you learn a lot more about yourself in a marriage relationship. And the Lord wants to use every trial that all of us go through, everything that we face, that we can draw closer to Him. Revelation of self is not very pretty, is it? But that's what it takes. That's what it takes for us to grow. God is not giving up this morning on us and our weaknesses. He's not giving up on us even in our failures. So maybe in closing this morning, we could stand and sing that song, He's Still Working on Me. As He looked on the creation, it was in increments, and so it is in our lives this morning. Amen.